everyone. Welcome to the Snowplow Show video episode show thing. Today is August 30th, 2017, and today's episode is sponsored by The Real Crazy Kraz. I have it written down over here. He's one of the supporters on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. I'm going to do a thing today that it's a request I got in the email. It's from Cody No Name. And he says, "Hey Brad, finally decided to try and send you some numbers. Sensei Doug is my spiritual mentor, so I found a place he could call or you could do whatever you want. I don't care. There's a karate place in this plaza, but there's also a lot of other places that you could be calling from. This is my first try at this. Hopefully they don't suck. Also, I'm not sure if your preferred format or file type..." Whatever. Yeah, I don't care about the file type anymore. Everything's easy now, thanks to Google Docs and DocHub.com and all these other things that I use these days. So we've got a shopping center here. I've actually got it up here on a map. By the way, this is a video show. You guys watching the video know this, but if you're listening to the audio, you probably don't know this. If you were a supporter on patreon.com/phonelosers, then you would probably know this. But here is the shopping center. It's here on the display. This is a horrible idea, displaying all these real business names and stuff. But looks like we have a martial arts place right over here in the corner, right next to the Publix. And basically I'm just going to call these places and be weird at them and see where it goes. So let's see, Publix Supermarket. I'm going to hold off on that one. I don't know if that's a good one to call. I guess I could try with that one. Yeah, why not? Let's just call that one. Fuck it, you know?
Thank you for calling Publix. This is Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Ashley, is this a manager by chance?
No, but I can get my manager for you.
Okay, let him know it's Sensei Doug, next door at the martial arts place.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Ashley, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ashley.
You're welcome. One second. Thank you for calling Publix. Katie speaking. How can I help you?
That was quick. Oh, hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place next door.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. It's good to hear. There's an employee of yours. Her name's Ashley. I think she's actually the one that picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And, like, every time she comes to work, she walks by my place here, and she's always looking at me. She's just, like, looking at me all the time.
Okay, I don't know if she's aware of that.
Well, I'm sure she is, because the way she's looking at me, it's kind of threatening, and she's giving me snake eyes. And, you know, it's not cool. Like, Ashley's just, she's trying to intimidate me. I guess maybe she feels threatened that a sensei works over here. Or she's probably jealous.
Something tells me I don't think she's threatened.
Well, is she around, like, where you are right now?
No, she's not.
Okay. I don't know. Is there any way you could just reprimand her real quick? I could sit on the phone and listen.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, can you talk to her about it at least? Because it's not nice. You know, I'm here trying to do my job, and she just keeps looking at me.
And what's your name?
My name is Doug. Sensei Doug.
Oh, okay. Would you like to talk to my store manager instead?
Oh, I thought that's who I was talking to.
No.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, who's this? Wait, who are you? What do you do there?
I'm one of the managers.
Oh, you said you weren't the manager. Now you're in a trance.
I never said that.
Okay. You win. You win this time. Go ahead and put the real manager on, please. I'll talk to him.
Oh, no, it's a female, actually, and she's off today.
Well, you don't have to...
Would you like to talk to her tomorrow?
You just asked if I wanted to talk to the manager.
Well, yeah, I just realized that she's not here today.
Ah, just like a woman. Just like a woman, I tell you.
Yes, us women.
Yep, you damn women.
Mm-hmm.
Could you put me back through to Ashley? I'm going to have a talking to with her.
Sure, one moment.
Okay. Wow, she's just going to give me an employee... So I can have a talking to with her.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ashley?
No, I'm sorry. She literally went on lunch like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, literally went on lunch.
Yeah.
Literally, she went on her lunch.
Literally.
She went what?
Shoot. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No. Is this the person I was talking to a second ago?
Yeah.
The not manager?
I'm a manager, but I'm not the store manager.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just... Okay. Whatever.
Is there anything else I can help you with? Because obviously you don't want to talk to a female.
No, it's not that. I don't know. You're not really helping me.
I don't know what else to tell you. I'm pretty sure she doesn't realize she's doing what she's doing.
Can you give me her phone number?
And I can't tell if this is a joke or not.
No, I wouldn't joke. Senseis are not allowed to joke. If you were a sensei,
okay,
you would know that.
I don't know what else to tell you. I'm not going to reprimand her for walking off the clock past your window.
Well, can you give me her phone number? I'm going to call her up on her cell and yell at her a bit.
No, I can't give you her cell phone number.
Why not?
Because it's not my job to do that. You want her number, you ask her yourself.
Well, put her on the phone and I will.
She's on her lunch break, and I'm not going to bother her on her lunch break.
Where is she at? Is she in an employee break room?
I don't know, and I'm not about to divulge that information.
Well, just transfer me up to the break room. I'll just ask
There's
around
no
up there.
There's no phone in the break room.
What?
I'm sorry, is there anything else I can do for you? Because this is getting a little ridiculous.
What kind of third world operation is this, if there's no phone in the break room? Jeez. Ma'am? Hello? Oh, okay, she hung up. Well, that was amusing, I guess. I have the number to the actual karate place, but I don't know what to say to them. I think I'm just going to go ahead and go down here to Supercuts. We're going to call the people at Supercuts. Let's see, where is Supercuts? Oh, there it is. Oh, it's right next door. There we go. This is my Florida PC. PC and Mac repair. Oh, that's going to be fun. But first, we're going to do Supercuts.
Good afternoon. Thank you for choosing Supercut. This is Anna. How can I help you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Anna. How can I help you?
Hey, Anna. Is what's-her-face there?
Kathy?
No, not Kathy. No, screw Kathy. Hey, this is... Sensei Doug from next door at the karate martial.
Oh, hi.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Who do you work? You're looking for Jordanska, right?
For who?
Who do you looking exactly for?
Well, I was calling for you because I was just wondering. It seems like every time you pass by the karate place here, martial arts place, you're always just looking at me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
You and Kathy. It's like both of you.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm not going to look that way.
Okay, yeah. Like, seriously, like, when you go by on the sidewalk, I think you should turn your back toward the building and walk sideways.
Well, you know what happened? I actually don't go that way. I go to the other way. Usually my husband waits for me by at the nail salon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but...
So I don't pass that way at all.
Yeah, but even when you come from the other way and you're going in your door, you always look over here and you just look. You just stare and look and you scowl.
I am sure it's not me because, as I say, you know, I mean, he dropped me off right in the morning. In the morning, probably, but I don't think so. You open at that time. I 8:30 in the morning.
Well, it's mostly Kathy. Kathy's the main culprit. I could yell at her a bit.
Okay, so what can we do for you?
Could you please just stop looking at me every time you walk by and please stop giving me snake eyes?
I'm going to go right now, and I wanted you to tell me if it's me the one who's looking at you, because I'm really taking this very personal right now.
You're going to come outside?
Yes.
Okay, but don't look at me...
No. I just wanted you to tell me it's you, and I'm looking at you because I don't even walk that side.
Okay, but
and I'm gonna tell Kathy the same thing, not to look at you. Okay,
When you step outside, keep your back to the. Okay, she hung up. How am I supposed to? Okay, all right. Let me try Kathy. Maybe Kathy will pick up. I don't get why she hung up though. I gotta make sure to say it's mostly Kathy, because she sounds like she feels like she's really singled out.
Keep calling Supercuts. This is Shelly speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Shelly. It's Sensei Doug, next door over at the martial arts place.
Yeah?
And like you and Kathy and the other girl, what's her name, Anna?
Yeah, Anna's actually just getting ready to take off.
Oh, where's she going?
She's off for the day.
Oh, can you tell her when she walks out the door, don't look over here, like keep her back turned to the karate place?
Okay, just went out the door, so I have no clue.
Oh, look, there she is. There she is. She's out there and she's looking at me. I can see her.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm serious. Like, every time, it seems like all of you, every time you get to work, you always just, you're looking at me. You're, like, looking over here and trying to intimidate me with your looks. And you're, like, scowling.
Not me. I don't ever think I ever done that to you guys.
It's mainly Kathy. It's mainly Kathy, but it's also you and Anna. You're just always looking at me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's cool. Fine. Whatever.
Okay, well, I apologize.
Well, I was just hoping maybe you could just stop looking at me, you know?
Okay.
Or maybe, like, you know, when you walk by on the sidewalk, could you keep your back turned toward the building and walk sideways?
No, that wouldn't be me. I've never done that.
No, I'm saying maybe you should from now on. Like, and when you're coming in the door, like, maybe just keep your head down, keep your head bowed the whole time.
Oh, okay.
That'd be nice.
Alrighty.
I mean, it would make me feel more comfortable because you guys, I don't know if you just think you need to challenge a sensei when you see him, because I know a lot of people are like that.
Oh, I've never, I didn't mean to offend anybody. I wasn't trying to.
yeah, well, you know, I don't want to fight you guys. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to fight. I wouldn't just pick a fight with anyone. I don't see why you guys have to try and pick a fight with me.
Oh, well, I don't think I've ever tried, but...
Well, the way you're looking at me, you're like, you're scowling and you're like nodding, like challenge me to step outside and.
Oh,
I don't need
I
that.
Would never do that.
Well, it's mostly Kathy, but you know, I noticed she had you guys doing it too. I saw you do it a bunch of times.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, would you like to talk to her? She's right here.
Oh yeah, if I could, that'd be great.
I have no clue.
Something
that he's
complaining
about.
I'm busy.
Oh, she's busy.
Call back.
Yeah, no, she's busy.
Okay. Well, she's actually busy at the second.
Hey, who was that guy in the background that said to call back?
I have no clue, sir.
Is he a customer?
Yes.
Oh, could you tell him real quick? Just tell him to shut the fuck up, please.
Okay.
I'll hold while you do that. All right. She hung up. I'm sure she hung up so she could go tell him to please shut the fuck up. I'm starting to realize that this is going to be a long hobo-sode. Should I even call this a hobo-sode? This is definitely going to go on longer than 20 minutes. But I guess that's okay, because, I don't know, this is hobo-sode number 40. That means I'm going to be releasing it to everyone. Everyone gets to hear this one. It's not going to be just a nice treat for you supporters. Screw the supporters, you know, everyone gets this one. But they can't see the video. So, sucks to be them. Oh, I'm calling the martial arts place now. They're probably not going to...
Thanks for the box, martial arts. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I work over at the Gourmet Pizza Place, a few doors down.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And, hey, I just wanted to apologize... My manager said I needed to call you and apologize.
Okay, for what?
Well, before you guys got there today, I went over there and I peed on your doorknob.
Really?
Yeah, I peed, like, all over the door handle where you would come in at the beginning of the day. I peed on it.
All right, well, thanks for the apology, man.
Okay, cool. And, well, is anyone else there that I need to apologize to?
Not at the moment. I mean, you can call back, I'll let management know, and... Go back later.
Are there students there? Okay. I don't know. Should I call back? That was pretty boring. I wasn't really expecting to get through to the martial arts place.
Thank you for calling Parks Martial Arts. This is Abby speaking. How can I help you?
Hi there. I was just talking to somebody there, and I work over at the Gourmet Pizza Place. You know, and she hung up. Okay, guess I'm done at that place. I ruined that call. You'd think a karate guy would get more pissed off about having his door peed on. But nope, it's all that discipline and shit that they have. Orange Theory Fitness is next. Looks like it's right next door. Wonder if I can... Oh, look! There it is, you guys. Can you see that? Yep. There's the karate place. There's Supercuts. There's the PC and Mac repair. I don't see the orange... Oh, is that what this place is, maybe? There's an orange poster. That must be it. Theory. Orange. Yeah, that's the one. And then over here would be the Publix. There's the Publix. Look at this. You guys on video, you get like a complete picture of what we're calling today. Wow, look how far down that shopping center goes. That goes on forever. This is in Florida, by the way, if you're wondering. I don't remember if I said that before.
Thank you for calling Orange Theory Fitness and Plantation. This is David speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, David. This is Sensei Doug at the karate place next door.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. You?
Yeah, pretty good. How's business going and stuff?
Perfectly fine. We're doing pretty good so
okay.
far. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Business is going great. I just have this one problem. It seems like every time you walk by the karate place coming into work, you know, you're always just looking at me. You're, like, looking in the windows. You're just staring at me.
No, I'm not. That's what the lady just called about, too? Definitely not. I don't know why you would think that, too. And this is, like, a place of business. I look in everybody's windows, and it's not even like that.
But,
if you have a problem, you can come over here and say it to my face. You don't have to call me.
But you were giving me snake eyes. I didn't want to come over there because you'll just look at me.
Snake eyes. If you've ever heard anything about me and any of my members can attest to this, I'm probably the most pure-hearted, kindest person in the world. I don't do that.
Then why would you?
If you feel that way, and even when your ladies come over here to ask me for help with them when they need stuff for your dojo and your studio, I take care of them, and I know the owner of the business over there, and I take care of her. So don't ever disrespect me or my business like that.
Okay.
And I hope you have a blessed day.
Hey, you don't have to be a dick about it. I'm just okay. And then somebody called him and warned him. So pretty much this entire thing's over. This hobo soda is over. Maybe I could start calling businesses a little bit further down, or something. I'm gonna try and call the PC and Mac repair place. I may have to do something besides Sensei Doug, though.
Good afternoon, my Florida PC.
Hi there. This is Sensei Doug, a couple doors down.
Hi there.
Hi. I just needed to let you know, someone's been calling and saying that I've been looking at everyone. Like, did you get a call like that?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Now I don't know where to go with this. But yeah, the actual problem was that you keep, like, every time you walk by here when you're going to work, you know, you're always just looking in the windows. You're, like, looking at me while I'm sitting in here doing my job.
Okay, tell me who this is again. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is Sensei Doug over at the karate place.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, and so you've reached the computer store, right? The computer repair store?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, it's just every time you come by, like, you're always just looking at me.
Okay.
And you're giving me snake eyes, and you're trying to be intimidating, and I just don't understand why.
I'm not sure you're speaking to the right person. My name is Adrian.
Yeah,
I own the computer place. I walk my dog all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Your dog looks at me, too, but it's mostly you. I think, like,
I see. Okay, so I will refrain from doing that, okay?
Okay, well, can you retrain your dog? Maybe you thought it'd be, like, really intimidating to train your dog to look at me like that, but I don't know.
Okay, and tell me your name again, please?
It's Doug, Sensei Doug.
It's Doug. Okay, Doug. Okay, we'll be sure to stay out of your way. Thank you for calling.
Do you think maybe you could bow your head when you walk by?
Whatever you want.
Okay,
thank you. Goodbye.
Can you train your dog, too? Nope, guess not. Okay, so they're not calling everyone. They're just calling most people. Uh-oh. I heard a click. Oh, no, he's gone. I thought we were going to get to trick some people. Hey, remember on a show I was talking about how Google will wipe out the cars from existence on the ground? Now, and you can kind of see that happening in here if you're watching the video. Like, see, there's just a little bit of a shadow of a car there. They've been they've been removed, or some of them have been removed. Is that what they're trying to do? They're just trying to erase them? That's as much as I can zoom in right now. I don't know if you guys can see this. Very weird. Anyway, let's call the next place, I guess. We could call a nail salon. I thought I saw a Cold Stone ice cream place over here somewhere. Oh, there it is. Cold Stone Creamery. It's across the street, though. I kind of wanted to call them, though, for other reasons. Because, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you go into a Cold Stone, they have to sing to you if you ask them to. And I saw this on the map. I thought it'd be funny to, like, maybe just... I guess they'd probably do it if I didn't say I was with the corporate office. But I could just demand they go through their whole catalog. See if they do it.
Cold Stone Creamery.
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Cold Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd had some reports that you weren't singing to all the customers there, like the employees. Have you been
singing to all the customers?
Yeah, have you been singing to them?
We sing all the time.
Which songs do you sing? Like, what's your personal favorite?
The Cold Stone. Here at Cold Stone, it's the Flintstone one.
Oh, that one. Yeah,
that's the one we always do because that's the one everyone only knows.
Yeah,
together and Tip Tip Hooray.
Oh, that's my favorite. How many employees are in there right now?
Just me and just two.
Two? Okay.
And a crew member.
Oh, the crew member. Okay. They wanted me to make sure that you knew all the words. Do you think you could both just sing the song real quick? Just set the phone down and...
Well, he's helping a customer right now.
Oh, you can just sing it to the customer, too. It's okay. It'll be a nice treat for him. It'll be an extra song.
Excuse me?
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this a different person?
No.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, yeah. Yeah, if you guys could both just sing both of your favorite songs real quick. Just to confirm.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Can you sing the Flintstone song? Yeah, the Flintstones. Yeah. Cold Stone, here at Cold Stone, we're a super duper family. Hey, 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 when you fill our tip jar, we will try to sing in harmony. Hello?
Oh, hello. Oh my gosh, that was so good. You guys did a great job. I'm clapping and stuff.
Thank you.
Could you do the other one, please?
The Tip Tip Hooray?
Yeah, yeah.
It's only Tip Tip Hooray.
Oh, can you do it?
Tip Tip Hooray! I don't think you can hear him.
Oh, yeah, no, it's good enough. It's good enough. Like, do you have any other songs or just that one? Like, do you have any other specialties at that location?
No, that's literally the only one we really do, or...
Could you do some Alice Cooper?
Excuse me?
Could you do some Alice Cooper by chance?
Which one?
Alice Cooper.
I don't know that.
The artist, okay, 21 Pilots. Sing your favorite 21 Pilots song. Ready, set, go.
20 what?
Okay, never mind. Fine.
I don't know.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. No, that's perfect. That's perfect. Actually, I need to come clean with you.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually Sensei Doug from the karate place across the street.
Oh.
And
bro, I don't know what karate place.
It's over next to the Publix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, across the street. Across that street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I came in there the other day, and the employees just kept looking at me, and they didn't sing
it. What day did you come in?
It was like 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, and then the employees there just kept looking at me, and giving me snake eyes, and they didn't sing, so I felt like I deserved a song, so I devised a way to trick you guys into singing a song for me.
Okay.
So I'm sorry that I fooled you, but I really appreciate the music. It was nice, and I feel like I've been vindicated.
Okay.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right. Well, you have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
You too. Give the other employee hugs. Okay, she's gone. That was bizarre. If you ever go to a Coldstone, though, be sure to ask for a song. They owe you a song. So, I've got quite a few to go here. Wow, I was just going to do a short hobo-sode. I saw this request. And this is all Cody No Name's fault if you end up with a crazily long hobo-sode today. I think that just might happen. But the real crazy craze, or crazy Kraz, whatever, he's the one that we really want to blame for all of this. Because he's the sponsor of today's hobo-sode. I guess we're going to call the pizza place next. The one that I was claiming to be from.
Hello, Beatles.
Hi there. This is Greg. I work over here at the PC and Mac repair place.
Where is it?
It's PC and Mac repair. It's right by you. It's just a few doors down.
Okay.
And me and some of the other shop owners here in the shopping center, we're doing a petition, and we're going to try and force Sensei Doug out of the shopping center, you know, the karate place?
Uh-huh.
Because he just keeps looking at us all. You know, like whenever we come into work, he's always just standing out there in his karate uniform, and he's just looking at us.
So what do you mean?
He's just looking at us. He's looking at us all, and he's giving us snake eyes. Whenever we come into work in the morning, he's just out there standing in front of the karate place, looking at us a bunch.
Okay.
So I was wondering, do you think we could count on your support, you know, to sign this petition and get Sensei Doug? Like, we want him to not even be able to work in town anymore. We want to, like, force him out of the state.
Well, there's something you got to talk to the owner, not with me.
Oh, well, no, we can have all the employees there sign. You can sign, the owner can sign. We want to get rid of Sensei Doug forever.
Yeah, but what is about it? So I can tell him to...
Yeah, tell the owner that Sensei Doug over at the karate place, he just keeps looking at everyone. He's just always looking.
Always looking for what?
I don't know, he's just looking at us. He's always looking over here.
Who?
Sensei Doug over at the karate place.
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
I'm talking about Sensei Doug at the karate place. We're going to sign a petition. Is there someone else there I could talk to?
Well, you can try. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. That sounds great.
Toma, que quiere hablar con alguien. Okay. I don't know.
Causing all kinds of problems.
Hello?
Hi, is this the owner?
No.
Oh, who's this?
I'm the driver over here.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of fucking good that does me. Hey, I just wonder, like, you know Sensei Doug over at the karate place?
The karate place?
Yeah.
What happened with...
Well, does he always look at you whenever you're driving by and walking by and stuff?
No.
He's not always just out there, like, with his arms crossed and he's just looking? Like he wants to fight?
No, actually, no.
Like he wants to fight? That's how he is with me. He's always just looking over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's bullshit, I think.
Yeah, I believe.
Yep. Well, anyway, if I come over there with a petition, will you sign it? We're going to try and get rid of Sensei Doug forever. We're going to get him thrown out of this place.
Okay, anytime. You can come anytime.
Okay, I'll be over in a minute, and you better sign. I don't need any of your bullshit. Don't tell me to come over there if you're not going to sign.
All right.
You better sign when I get over there. I hate to even... Yeah, okay. That was so boring. I should just cut that out of the show. What was I doing? What was I thinking? So for those of you watching on video, I'll probably just cut this part out of the audio or something, but I got, like, weird shit. I get weird shit in the mail all the time. I got some packages recently from Rev and Nick Caesar from scaryart.com. Scary-art.com. Like, Rev got me this cactus thing that... lights up. Isn't it cute? Can you see that? Yeah, it lights up on camera. Where can I put that? That it would just stay in the rest of this episode. Right there. Yeah. There we go. Maybe here. No, no. Nothing works. It needs to set there. Whatever. And then he also got me this on-air sign that you see behind me. It lights up. I don't have any batteries for it right now. But that's pretty cool. It's like a homemade on-air sign. It's made out of wood. It has battery-operated LEDs in it. It's awesome. He also sent me this neon cactus thing. It plugs into a USB anything, and you turn it on, and it's a cactus. It's glowing green. I don't know if you can see that too well on the camera. But that's crazy. And then Nick Caesar, he sent me, among other things, a talking parrot guy, but the connections are all corroded inside. But he's one of these parrots that you talk to it, and it talks back. I'm going to have to demonstrate that on video one of these days. But thanks, Nick Caesar, and Rev, I guess, for all the weird cactus shit. It's pretty crazy. I don't know what to do with all of this stuff. I need to build some shelves in here or something. Okay, so this hobo-sode's going on way too long. I'm just going to quickly get through the rest of this. I'm going to do fast calls. Like, we've got Lily's Nail Salon here. Find out where that's located at.
Lily Nails?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug over at the karate place.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good to hear. Hey, I was just wondering, when you come into work in the mornings, do you think you could stop looking over here? Like, just looking at me like that?
We're looking at you at the window?
Yeah, well, like, when I'm out there, you're always looking over here and just, like, staring at me and looking and giving me, like, snake eyes and stuff.
Where are you? At the karate place?
Yeah, over at the karate place. This is Sensei Doug. Reverend Sensei Doug.
But right next to Publix?
Yeah, that's the one. Like, yeah, just a few doors down from you. Like, every time you come into work, you're always just looking. You're always looking over here. You're just looking at me.
I look at you every morning when I come to work?
I know. Thank you for...
I don't have that kind of time to stare at people.
Thank you for admitting it. Well, it only takes you, you know, a few seconds a day. You kind of stand there and you pause and you look over here, like, all intimidatingly. And then you scowl.
You get intimidated because I look at you?
Yeah, and I shouldn't have to put up with that.
I feel really bad for you.
I'm a sensei, and I maybe you just...
You need to have more self-esteem on yourself.
I know, you shouldn't be affecting my self-esteem like this. It's not cool. You know,
I didn't think I look at you. I didn't know what you're talking about.
I'm a sensei. Like, when I'm teaching my students and stuff, I lose all my confidence because I'm just thinking about, you know, the people over at Lily's looking at me like that.
At the karate place. You guys stop looking at him.
What?
All right.
What'd they say?
I tell them all, though. Stop looking at you guys.
Are they admitting to it, or are they pretending they don't do it either, like you are?
No. I don't even look at you guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, it's not us guys. It's just me. You're always just looking at me.
I don't even know who you are. How can I look at you?
This is Sensei Doug over at the karate place. Like, now you know my name. Do you still have to look?
Why don't you come over here? Why don't you come over here and then point out who look at you?
No, I don't want you guys looking at me. Do you think you could just stop looking at me? That's all I ask.
I don't even know who you are. I haven't looked into the karate place. How do I know what you're talking about?
If you don't know who I am, why are you always looking over here when you come in the door? You're always just looking over here.
I come in there? I don't want to go in there.
I know you don't go in here, but when you go into your place, you're always looking over here.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Yes.
Hey, sir, you can shut the fuck up, okay?
Don't fuck with me, okay?
I'm not fucking with you. You guys are fucking with me. You just keep looking at me.
Oh, you come over here. Let me see.
I don't want you to see. I want you to stop looking at me.
Oh, you fucking dickhead.
Wow. All right. Causing conflict over at the shopping center. So I wonder, like, next time she goes in there, is she going to look over there just to spite him, or is she going to keep her head down? What will she do? I wish I could be over there to find out. This is what we need G-Ad to record next. He needs to, like, stake out places that I call for days at a time and, you know, see how they react when they get to work in the morning. Do they look at Sensei Doug? Or keep their heads bowed?
Eli and Pearl.
Hi there. This is Sensei Doug over at the Karate Place. You know, a few doors down?
Yeah.
And, like, you know those customers that just came in a second ago?
Which ones?
Is there customers in there right now?
No.
Oh.
Why, what happened?
Crud. No, it's, they were in there earlier. Like, they came in and they just looked at me. They, like, looked over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, over here at the Karate Place. I was standing out front having an e-cigarette.
Okay.
And they were just looking over here. Like, they were just looking.
Okay, do you know them? Anything bad?
No, I don't know them. Do you know what their problem was? They just kept looking at me.
No.
Hmm. Okay, well, you know, I wasn't sure if there was a problem.
Like, no, nothing.
Okay, you guys aren't, like, you know, telling the customers to give me looks, are you? Like, when they come in the door?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, I didn't think so, but I just wanted to make sure, you know, because that'd be weird.
No, absolutely not. You have a nice day now.
Oh, you too. I hope you have the best day ever. I'm sorry to bother you with this. I just wanted to make sure you weren't looking at me.
No, absolutely not. Okay, bye. No.
Okay, well, have a good day, and I hope business is good.
For you as well.
And that nobody pees on your doorknob.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I didn't know where to go with it. I'm sorry.
Panera Plantation. David speaking.
Hi there. This is Sensei Doug over at the Karate Place. You know, down in the shopping center, a little ways down.
I'm kind of new to the area, but in the Publix Plaza?
Yeah. It's right here, okay. In the same thing. Yeah.
All right.
And, hey, I was in there earlier, you know, I came in for lunch and got a sandwich.
Okay.
And which employee is this?
This is one of the assistant general managers.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure which one it was, but, like, two of your employees were just looking at me. Like, they just kept looking at me, and they were giving me snake eyes.
Like, they were looking at you?
Yeah, they just kept looking, like they were trying to be intimidating or something, and I was just in there getting a sandwich, and they just kept looking at me and like looking, you know, they just kept looking.
Okay, do you know which employees they were?
It was the one with the dark hair and the one with the brown hair.
Were they guys?
Excuse me. Yeah, and girls. Like everyone in there, they were just looking at me. I don't see what everyone's problem is. Why they have to look at me like that.
All right, give me one second, okay?
Okay. I don't know what's going on. He's going to line them up. Be like, okay, which one of you was looking at Sensei Doug when he came in to get his sandwich? I can't even find Panera Bread on this map thing. Oh, there it is. It's like way over here.
Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily.
Hi, hello, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem at all.
Alright. Yes, so, about what time were you in here?
Oh, it was for lunch today, maybe 3 hours ago.
Alright, next time that happens,
uh-huh.
Like, just let one of us know, like, right away.
Oh, okay.
I will be speaking with my crew.
Okay.
To, you know, make sure that something like that doesn't happen again.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it just happened so fast, and they were looking at me, and, you know, I had to go back and teach my class on discipline and karate and stuff, and it really messed with my self-esteem because I had to run out of there crying and stuff.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. No, it happens all the time. It's weird. I don't know. Like, people... Whoa. There we go. Gotta put the applause sound effect in there.
Yeah.
What would they drop?
Nothing. Just a few things dropped.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that was really vague. Okay. Yeah. Just are you gonna reprimand employees by chance? Like, just reprimand everyone just to be sure they weren't looking at me.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you think you can do it on the phone?
On the phone? No, I can't do that.
Do you think you can hit them?
No.
How do you reprimand him?
Alright, Have a great day, okay?
Where are you going? We're not done talking yet. I think he probably knows now that he probably doesn't have to talk to his employees about looking at Sensei Doug. All right, you guys, I need to be just about done with this. You know, this I've been recording for over an hour now, and this is supposed to be a hobosode. So I'm going to call Subway, I guess, and there's a few left here. I'll just put them on a different show later. That's what I'll do.
Good afternoon, Subway.
Hi there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Subway.
Yes, sir.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there right now I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them and they get a sandwich?
Yes, sir. One second, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Whoa.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Sensei Doug over at the Karate Place a few doors down.
Yes?
And I'm not sure what that guy told you. I had to trick him to get you on the phone, you know?
Oh.
But
okay.
Here's the thing. I was in there for lunch today, and all the employees there, they were just looking at me. Like, they were all just looking. And I was wondering, were the employees looking at you, like, when you were ordering your sandwich and stuff?
No.
They weren't?
No, in a weird way?
Yeah, well, no, they were giving me snake eyes. Like, they were, and they were trying to be intimidating. Maybe it's because I had my karate robe on?
No. Mm-mm.
Huh,
no,
okay.
No, they weren't.
Weird.
Not to me, though.
Like, no one there has been intimidating at all?
No.
Can you ask him why they were being so intimidating for me? I'm afraid. I don't have a lot of self-esteem, and I'm too shy to ask myself.
Is this a joke? Is it a joke?
No, I'm not joking. I'm from the karate place, just on the other side of Publix.
No, seriously, like, is this for real?
Let me ask. Hello, how can I help you?
Oh, hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, who's this? Who are you? Ma'am?
I'm the manager, can I help you?
Oh, okay, I was just, this is Sensei Doug over at the karate place. Here in the shopping center?
Uh-huh.
And I tricked the employee into putting a customer on the phone. Because
yeah, but that wasn't funny, though, okay? Because a customer's waiting for a sandwich.
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. It's just that when I was in there for lunch today, all the employees were just looking at me.
Well, there's not a lot of employees there. It was just two of us. I think you had the wrong Subway location.
Oh, no, this is the only one I go to. I come here. I'm the one that comes in the karate robe.
Well, I didn't. Me and Kristen was there. Kristen, was there anyone here in a karate? But anyway, what it is you want
to
ask?
I'm the black belt. I was just wondering, how come you guys were looking at me like that and trying to and giving me snake eyes and trying to intimidate me?
You know, I think I don't know what you're playing or what kind of game you're playing, but I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. Bye bye. Have a nice day.
No, don't hang up. Ow. Okay, I guess she doesn't want to resolve things. Whatever, I don't care. I think I'm done with this list, though. I would like to call more, but really, you know, it's a hobosode. And I wanted to do just a small show today because I have other shit to do. I don't even know if I'm going to get this released today. Damn it. So thank you, the real crazy craze, or the real crazy craz. I don't know how to pronounce that. Thanks for supporting the show today. Thanks, everyone else, for listening and watching. And if you're not watching, if you want to watch, it's on the Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers. That's how you can watch occasional video episodes of the Hobosodes. Video Hobosodes, I guess it would be called. Okay, bye, everyone.